Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. Of course, we call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio tonight. No exception. Amazing stuff from our guest there in the first half of the show, Professor James McCanny. This is just such amazing stuff. I hate math. I absolutely despise it in every possible conceivable way. Do I despise math? But I love to learn. I really do. And Jim's the kind of guy I think that we all would have really blossomed under had we had him as an instructor in college. And maybe some of you did. I don't know. But amazing, amazing stuff. Can't thank him enough for his time. And he's done some extensive work looking at this whole thing and the situation going on. But Jim, very plugged in, obviously, to the RFID and the technological implications of being able to find prime numbers, to be able to deduce whether or not they are a prime number, and, of course, to be able to find the next sequential prime number as well. It is really, really amazing. And I'll be honest with you, like I said, the first time I had heard of this, I had no idea the implication of prime numbers. I had no idea what they mattered. And I think it was one of you guys out there, one of our callers, who had said, hey, somebody has figured out how to calculate primes. And I was like, what does that mean? I don't know anything about, you know, numbers. Numbers, geez, don't even get me started. I'm terrible with them. But this is really, really easy. The book, as I said, is less than 90 pages long. The DVD, however, 3.5 hours of really, really, really hands-on explanations to this whole thing. And there's no, I guess you could say, mathematical processes that are over anybody's head. I think it's just simple stuff, addition and subtraction for the most part. So that should be relatively easy for people. At least I would hope so. Anyway, welcome to all of you joining us here tonight, listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our website, which has links to Jim's two websites, is franklyspeakingradio.com. And our phone number, as always, 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. You guys are strangely silent tonight, I got to tell you. Manny said no calls coming in. So this is a little bizarre. Maybe the phones aren't working. Maybe you have nothing to say. Maybe you're all wiped out because it's Tuesday night / Wednesday morning. I don't know. But you should be very, very, very plugged into what we're talking about here, or what we have talked about in the last 2 hours, certainly. And as is always the case, if you're interested in doing some open lines tonight, we can do that. And again, 800-313-9443. However, news-wise, I'm more than capable of really keeping the show going strictly with news for hours and hours and hours and hours. And I might just do that because we've got a good 2 hours left in the show. Very interesting stuff out there in the realm of health, and certainly in the realm of, well, I guess you could say, as far as the gasoline prices go, what exactly is going on with that. Very, very stunning stuff. And, of course, Jerry Falwell had died today. You may have heard that, maybe have not. But because this presidential election cycle, you know, for the most part, has kicked off substantially earlier than it ever has before, at least it seems that way to me, everybody's vying because there's so many candidates in the Democratic pool and also the Republican pool, so many candidates vying for the top dog position, that this campaigning thing is going on hard and heavy and has been for quite a while. So I think it's going to continue to go on as such for quite a while, but we have to be cognizant of these political opportunities, such as Jerry Falwell passing away. People say, well, you know, we have to say something. Should we say something good? Should we say something bad? Should we say something relatively nondescript? It's all out there, and well, we'll talk about that when we come back, barring any stunning phone calls from you guys. We'll wait and see. And then we'll proceed on to other news issues. Stay with us, folks. Back after a brief 3-minute interlude with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Excited that you're here. It is about that time. Time to delve into some news. Got this story, which came out technically earlier today, or yesterday if you prefer. Maybe you're just getting up. From the Associated Press, it says the Reverend Jerry Falwell, known both for his scathing comments linking the September 11th attacks to abortion, homosexuality, and liberals, and for shaping the conservative Christian right into a major force in U.S. politics during Ronald Reagan's presidency, has died. He was 73 years old. Falwell was discovered without a pulse in his office at Liberty University on Tuesday and pronounced dead at a hospital about an hour later. Dr. Carl Moore, Falwell's physician, said he had a heart condition and presumably died of a heart rhythm abnormality. So, presumably is one thing. We'll find out, I guess, more facts, although you never can tell. I mean, you know, it's Jerry Falwell. If he was, died in the middle of doing something embarrassing, for example, we would never hear about that. They'd just say, oh, he passed away peacefully. which is fine. Who cares? Driven into politics by the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that established the right to an abortion, Falwell founded the Moral Majority in 1979. One of the conservative lobbying group's greatest triumphs came just a year later when Ronald Reagan was elected president. Falwell credited the Moral Majority with getting millions of conservative voters registered, aiding in Reagan's victory and giving Republicans control of the Senate. He said when he stepped down from the Moral Majority presidency in 1987, quote, "I shudder to think where the country would be right now if the religious right had not evolved," end quote. Fellow TV evangelist Pat Robertson, himself a one-time Republican candidate for president, declared Falwell, quote, "a tower of strength on many of the moral issues which have confronted our nation," end quote. The rise of Christian conservatism and the Moral Majority's full-throated condemnation of homosexuality, abortion, and pornography made Falwell perhaps the most recognizable figure on the evangelical right and one of the most controversial ones, too. Over the years, Falwell waged a landmark libel case against Hustler magazine founder Larry Flint over a raunchy parody ad and created a furor in 1999 when one of his publications suggested that the purse-carrying Teletubbies character, Tinky Winky, was gay. Isn't that sad when that's one of the big controversies? I think Tinky Winky is gay. He didn't have anything to be gay with. No anatomy to speak of, but I'm sure he's gay somehow. After the September 11th attacks, Falwell said that abortionists, feminists, gays, and others, quote, "have tried to secularize America and helped this happen," end quote. President George W. Bush, himself a conservative Protestant, rebuked Falwell, who soon admitted the comment was a mistake. So he's not necessarily saying he disagrees with his comment, just that the comment itself was a mistake, meaning, I suppose, to say it out loud or in public or on the record, if you will. But very much like, I guess you could say, the view held by people like the Westboro Baptist Church, that America is being punished with deaths in Afghanistan and Iraq because we are a gay-loving or gay-facilitating nation. I don't know all the details of it, but again, at least Jerry Falwell wasn't out protesting, funerals of soldiers and whatnot, and of course the Virginia Tech shooters, victims as well. Story goes on. Matt Foreman, executive director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, extended condolences to those close to Falwell, but added, quote, "Unfortunately, we will always remember him as a founder and leader of America's anti-gay industry, someone who exacerbated the nation's appalling response to the onslaught of the AIDS epidemic, someone who demonized and vilified us for political gain, and someone who used religion to divide rather than unite our nation," end quote. Very interesting. In more recent years, Falwell had become a problematic figure for Republicans. His remarks a few days after September 11, 2001, essentially blaming feminists, gays, and liberals for bringing on the terrorist attacks, drew a rebuke from the White House, and he apologized. Falwell's declining political star seemed apparent when he was quietly led in and out of the Republican Party's 2004 National Convention. Just 4 years earlier, he was invited to pray from the rostrum. In a statement, Bush said he and First Lady Laura Bush were, quote, "deeply saddened," end quote, by the loss of a man who cherished faith, family, and freedom. With Falwell's high profile came frequent criticism, even from fellow ministers. The Reverend Billy Graham once rebuked him for political sermonizing on, quote, "non-moral issues," end quote. Falwell quit the Moral Majority in 1987, saying he was tired of being a lightning rod and wanted to devote his time to his ministry and Liberty University, but he remained outspoken and continued to draw criticism for his remarks. In 1999, he told an evangelical conference that the Antichrist was a male Jew who was probably already alive. Falwell later apologized for the remark, but not for holding the belief. Falwell was re-energized after family values proved important in the 2004 presidential election. He formed the Faith in Values Coalition as the, quote, "21st century resurrection of the Moral Majority," end quote, to seek anti-abortion judges, a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, and more conservative elected officials. So very interesting. He was obviously a powerhouse in the evangelical right, and, I'm sure they'll miss him. Falwell had made careful preparations for a transition of his leadership to his two sons, Jerry Falwell Jr., now Vice Chancellor of Liberty University, and Jonathan Falwell, Executive Pastor of Thomas Road Baptist Church. Falwell's survivors include his wife, Maycelle, his two sons, and a daughter, Jeannie Falwell Savas. The funeral is set for 2 p.m. Monday at Thomas Road Baptist Church. So we're going to be hearing a lot about Jerry Falwell, obviously, all throughout the week and presumably the weekend as well, all the way up through Monday when they have his funeral. So Very interesting. As I mentioned, a political opportunity for various people, and they've wasted no time. McCain was the first with his Jerry Falwell condolences, saying, quote, a man of distinguished accomplishment. This is all from Drudge Report, by the way. Mitt Romney said, quote, he will forever be remembered. And Pat Robertson said he was a, quote, tower of strength on many of the moral issues which have confronted our nation. And Larry Flint had this to say, quote, I hated everything he stood for, but after meeting him in person years after the trial, Jerry Falwell and I became good friends, end quote. Now, the website TMZ.com, which has been known to have quite a bit of information on various scandals and high-profile things and Hollywood-related things, you know, basically the kind of stuff that we don't really care about. Drudge had a link to the TMZ website because they were mocking Falwell, which basically, I don't know if, I guess it is mocking. It's a picture of Tinky Winky, and he's waving goodbye, presumably waving goodbye. I suppose he could be waving hello. I don't know. But it's there for you to find if you're interested in looking for such things. Anyway, that's Tinky Winky, the purse-carrying gay Teletubby, by the way. yeah. Can't make up the outrage, right? It's just, it's amazing what some people will be upset about. Anyway, so we mentioned about politics and politicians and things of that nature. This one came out on the 10th, Chicago Tribune is where you can find it. It says, Senator Barack Obama has done his homework. He may be a rookie running for president, but he has mastered the politically correct strategy of aiming criticism at an easy target, the U.S. automotive industry. Obama this week flew to Detroit to deliver his message that the U.S. auto industry is the villain for, quote, investing in bigger and faster cars while foreign competitors invested in more fuel-efficient technology, end quote. Obama had this to say. Quote, while our fuel standards have not moved from 27.5 miles per gallon in 2 decades, both China and Japan have surpassed us, with Japanese cars now getting an average of 45 miles to the gallon, end quote. That's what Barack Hussein Obama, by the way, had to say in Detroit to the auto industry, chastising them, saying, hey, look, our standards are at 27.5 miles per gallon, and in China and Japan, they have cars that get an average of 45 miles to the gallon. That's average, by the way. So, needless to say, if you're writing an article, you would talk to a big Japanese car maker, somebody like Toyota. Toyota spokesman Mike Mickles had this to say, quote, I'm not sure where he got that figure. No car maker has 45 miles per gallon. Ours is closer to 30 miles per gallon, end quote. So Barack Obama just completely dropping the ball again. Now, I say again because we were talking about the tornado that went through Greensburg, Kansas, where Obama was talking about that. And in a moment of exhaustion, as he said, when he makes mistakes, he said, and in the heat of a political campaign speech, in essence, he said, did you hear about the tornado that wiped out Greensburg, Kansas? 10,000 people dead, the whole town destroyed. The whole town with a entire population of about 1,600, all kind of scratching their head going, where'd the other, you know, 8,400 people go? Because we've never heard of this. This is news to us. So, and then he said, oh, I didn't mean 10,000, I meant 10. But he said 10,000, and again, he is trying to, of course, be the Democrat candidate for president. And I think that, again, whether by design or by accidental discovery, people, I think, are probably starting to ask questions about Barack Obama and his ability to be the president. Because, again, quite simply, you look at it, I mean, oh, I'm sorry, I make mistakes when I get tired. Is that what you want to hear from a potential president? Probably not. So, of course, he just blows that statistic out of the water with the deaths. And again, they're tragic. Don't make any mistake about my thoughts on that. But it wasn't 10,000 people dead. He said it, and he said, oops, I made a mistake. Then he talks about cars in China and Japan getting 45 miles to the gallon on average. Toyota says, I don't know where that came from. So the Chicago Tribune goes on to say, if elected president, perhaps Obama's first appointment should be a fact checker, not just for number crunching, but also because neither China nor Japan mandate fuel economy standards, and the 27.5 miles per gallon standard was set by the government, not the automakers. Oh, well, that's a big old faux pas, wouldn't you say? Stay with us, folks. We got a short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Continuing with our discussion here, another story about Obama real quick. This one from Newsweek, and it came out on the 11th. Here's what it says. 9 years ago this week, Al Gore warmed up his run for the presidency by making a visit to Motown and speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, says the author here, Keith Naughton. I covered that speech and recall that Gore was entering hostile territory. Detroit, an SUV boomtown in those days, was deeply skeptical of the vice president, who famously called for the death of the internal combustion engine. But Gore, keen on endorsements from big labor and contributions from wealthy auto executives, changed his tune in Detroit, saying, quote, "We recognize that cars have done more than fuel for our commerce. Cars have freed the American spirit and given us the chance to chase our dreams," end quote. My, how times have changed, it says. This week, Senator Barack Obama attempted to fuel his presidential run with a scalding speech to the Detroit Economic Club, castigating Motown's big wheels for driving our dependence on foreign oil, saying, quote, "For years, while foreign competitors were investing in more fuel-efficient technology for their vehicles, American automakers were spending their time investing in bigger and faster cars," end quote, said Obama to an audience stunned into silence after greeting him with a standing ovation. He says, quote, "Whenever an attempt was made to raise our fuel efficiency standards, the auto companies would lobby furiously against it, spending millions to prevent the very reform that could have saved their industry. Even as they've shed thousands of jobs and billions in profits over the last few years, they've continued to reward failure with lucrative bonuses for CEOs," end quote. Wow. Now, obviously, there's, there might be a nugget of truth in there somewhere, but at the same time, gosh, you know, you look at Detroit, for example. Look at the housing industry. We talked about how it's collapsing. A few months ago, we'd covered a story where there were about, 15 houses or something like that that had sold in Detroit. Big houses, too, that were selling for like under 30 grand. One actually sold for like 1,500, and it was not a small house. I mean, for the money, 1,500 bucks? It's amazing. I mean, this is an area of the country that is bleeding to death, and there's Obama rubbing salt in the wounds. Amazing stuff. It goes on. "What played as an act of courage in the rest of the country is being seen as political suicide here in Detroit," said Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Quote, "People were looking for so much more from Barack Obama. He left a lot to be desired with that message," end quote. Kilpatrick, who introduced Obama to the thunderous ovation, met with him privately afterwards and told him he missed an opportunity to woo Michigan voters by addressing their concerns about soaring health care costs and fair trade. So very, very interesting. It says, as president, he needs to say what he would do to stand up for these other issues, says Kilpatrick, instead of just slamming these companies for their lack of fuel efficiency. "And while it might have seemed," says the author, "a slam dunk that one of the nation's leading African-American mayors would endorse Obama, Kilpatrick makes it clear that he's not nearly ready to do that," saying, quote, "I'm not going to disengage from him simply because of one speech, but he needs to work on that message," end quote. So again, is Obama burying himself on the campaign trail in order to make way for Hillary to make some headway? Because he's doing really well in the polls. And, of course, if you believe, like I believe, that the whole thing is fixed and Hillary is already been chosen as the winner, maybe Obama was told to take a dive and maybe this is how he's doing it. I don't know. The story goes on. "Obama had barely left Detroit's Cobo Hall before lobbyists for the automakers and the United Auto Workers began churning out stats to counter his argument. From the UAW, it says the jobs of 17,000 workers will be put at risk by Obama's proposal to require a 4% annual increase in gas mileage." And then it goes on to say, a suggestion, by the way, first made by President Bush. Chrysler had this to say, quote, "Obama's offer of $7 billion to help with the automakers' health care costs translates roughly to $29 per car compared to a benefits burden of $1,500 per car that the U.S. automakers now bear," end quote. Said Chrysler spokesman Colin McBean, quote, $29 is really not a lot of help, end quote. Excellent, excellent points, one and all. So let's go to the phones, 800-313-9443. Steve in Texas, welcome to the show.
Frank, how you doing this evening?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening to you talk about our buddy Black here. And although I don't, support the guy or want to have anything to do with him. Yeah, there is a little bit of truth to what he says there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, I drive a 99 Honda Civic. And I heard something on one of the shows on Republic, I believe, a few months ago, basically talking about that today's cars are engineered to run at about 60 miles an hour, that anything above 60 miles an hour, your fuel efficiency drops off.
I've heard that too.
And I decided that I would just run a little experiment. And I filled the car up and made a point of not driving above 60 miles an hour. Now, before this, I was averaging something like about 35, 36 miles to the gallon.
Steve, let me jump in here for this quick commercial break, if you don't mind, sir. And then I want to hear about this because I'm always captivated by experiments and their results, and I'm sure the listening audience is as well. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Good morning and welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. And let me be the first to announce this. Very, very excited about this. Of course, this hour is now being brought to you by our good friends at Soleil Wellness. They have a wide variety of different natural salt crystal products, including, of course, salt lamps, which are really phenomenal. They put out the negative ions into the air. It actually cleaned the air as well, and they look pretty spiffy as well, put off a lot of light. Very, very cool stuff. Also, a lot of different skincare products, candle holders, mineral bath salts, gourmet salts, as well as salt saunas. Really fantastic stuff. And the salt lamps, by the way, they never run out, so there's never any filters to change, anything like that. It's just a phenomenal way to, of course, decorate your home and as well as keep your air clean. Fantastic stuff. Go to the website, see it for yourself, www.natural-salt-lamps.com, or call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Fantastic stuff, and we appreciate them. We ask you to support our sponsors and advertisers, folks, And let's get back to the calls. 800-313-9443. We have Steve in Texas. Steve, you were telling us about an experiment where you tried to keep your car at, what, about 60 miles per hour to see if it added to your fuel efficiency?
Yeah, that's okay. Great. And, you know, the thing that I discovered was, you know, as I said, I was getting averaging about 35, 36 before that. But what I discovered was that it added actually about 4 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
To my mileage.
That's fantastic. You did nothing else, just drove at a different speed.
That is it. I try to, you know, I don't drive any faster than 60 miles an hour today. You know, people get behind me, get in a hurry, and, you know, I just let them zip on by.
Yeah, they're going to pay for it.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, especially when you consider the price of gas, like you're talking about the boycott and Exxon. And,
sure. Well, let me ask you this. Where are you located in Texas? Are you in a big city or a smaller area?
I'm in a smaller area. Okay. I'm about 40 miles southeast of San Antonio.
Okay. What's your regular price gas average in your area?
$3.99, I believe, is what I played.
Oh my God, $3.99 for the cheap stuff?
For the cheap stuff.
Holy
yeah.
cow! Yeah. See, I thought I was complaining because there are all these stories out there, for example, talking about the new record-setting price and the average being somewhere around $3.07 nationwide, and I'm like, well, BS, because here it's $3.23. You know, so $3.07 is just a big fat lie.
Oh yeah, well. And that's another wonderful thing that, you know, about doing that is, you know, I don't drive a whole lot. I fill up about once every 2 weeks. And I believe this last time it was $3.99. I know the time before that it was like $3.89. No, I haven't seen $3 in quite a while.
That's stunning. That's amazing.
Oh, it's absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd. You know, and that was the whole thing. I figured, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. As I was leaving work, I passed by a gas station that's, you know, still open when I get off the air. And they were at $3.09, and then the next day they were at $3.23, and I said, my God, they're just trying to keep people away from visiting mom, you know, for Mother's Day. I thought, you know, it typically happens, right? Holidays and weekends, and when they fall together, certainly it's a boom for the industry. But, you know, it hasn't gone down. I went to a website, which you probably have heard of before, called GasBuddy.com, where you type in your zip code, and they basically show you all of the different gas stations in your area and which one is the cheapest. Now, of course, these are all done by quote-unquote visitors and people who have gone there, and I found it to be consistently wrong. And I think it's the gas stations themselves calling in false numbers to their to the website so more people will go there. You know, because if you journey, you know, 10 miles out of your way to go to some gas station, and then you get there and it's wrong from what you read on the printout, what are you going to do? Go accuse them? They can just claim that they don't know what they're talking about. So it's a scam.
Well, and yeah, you know, by the time you have 10 miles out of your way, I mean, unless they're drastic, you know, drastically lower, you really haven't saved yourself anything.
That's true. And you're going to say, well, I'm here. I might as well get it here.
I've
done that too.
Yeah. And you know, I've found there's a HEB. That has a gas station here close to where I live. I usually fill up there, or if I happen to be in San Antonio, I know where there's a store that consistently those two stores have had the lowest prices, and they're generally about the same.
Wow.
Yeah, they may vary by about 2 or 3 cents, but the two are usually pretty close to one another.
And it's really amazing when you're talking about this, and this is why your experiment is so important, because we're in a situation where we haven't even started the summer driving season. We haven't even started hurricane season, and already, quote-unquote, refinery problems are the reason why gas is at an all-time high. Now, of course, they'll find different ways to gauge and to explain it away and say, oh, well, if you adjust for the cost of inflation, it's really not that high. BS. It sure is. Now, the whole thing about, you know, when we saw Katrina, which is when levels had actually hit that, excuse me, $70.85 a barrel for oil translated into $3.05 on average in the country right after Katrina. Now, obviously, we all saw price gouging in various areas, certainly where you are in Texas, because Rita was close behind Katrina, and they said it was refinery problems and whatnot. Well, then, you know, of course, the gasoline prices went down. Oil prices have fluctuated wildly in that period of time. And just, you know, a few months ago, we saw it hit about $78 a barrel, and it still didn't get up to where gasoline is now. Well, now oil is somewhere around $62 to $66 is where it's been averaging as of late, and gasoline continues to climb, and they blame it on refinery problems all over the world. So this is just outrageous and quite obviously a scam. And a lot of people have thought, well, we're just going to boycott gasoline, you know, for a day or for a week or for whatever. But the point is that, you know, I think the gasoline industry, the oil industry, they know full well that if you boycott, you know, gas on a Monday, you'll just be there on Tuesday or Sunday, you know. I mean, I don't think that the people have the power to change the industry the way that that they think they do in some regards. I hope they do, but I just don't see it with a boycott of gasoline for a day or something.
You're going to hurt their profits for one day,
yeah.
But it's not going to be anything long term.
Yeah, and they'll make it up either the day before or the day after, because you might go ahead and hold out that day, but you'll need it sooner or later.
Yeah, and, you know, the way these jokers operate, I'd be more afraid that they would hike the prices on in the interim, you know,
yeah,
to make
absolutely.
Even more.
That's right, because they know when the boycott is too. They get the emails also.
and as far as... See, I've only been in Texas for about a year. I was living in South Carolina before that. It's quite an adventure I had as to how I got here. But on my way over here, when I drove over here last year, actually about 6 months before that, I had been in San Antonio with the company I was working for and noticed that the gasoline, it was right after Katrina had hit, and noticed that the gasoline was about, I think on average about 30 or 40 cents cheaper than what I was paying in South Carolina.
Wow.
And so when I discovered that I was going to be moving over here last year, I said, well, good, you know, gasoline would be cheaper. And it just so happened that when I left South Carolina on my drive over here, the closer I got to Texas, you know, I noticed the gas price dropping slightly.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite as much as it had been the year previous. Or 6 months previous.
Yeah.
But since I've been over here, and I still have family back in South Carolina, and call and speak with them over there occasionally, and the prices have pretty much equalized.
Really?
Yeah, they dropped.
Wow.
They seem to be dropping pretty consistently on the drive over here. But since then, they seem to have, come in line. And, you know, from the little bit of news that I'm listening to, you know, other than RBN, that seems to be what's happening is they seem to be equalizing the price throughout the country. The scary thing about that is, you know, I hear that in San Francisco they're paying, I think I've seen a thing on the internet on Yahoo here that price of like $4.20 something or $4.30 something.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, that's. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And like I said, no hurricanes to speak of, no war with Iran to speak of, and no summer driving season to speak of, all of which will definitively, without a doubt, raise the price from where it is to something higher. So if where it is right now is an all-time high of anywhere between 307, as they say, up to about $4, well, gosh, we're really in a crap storm, my friend. I mean, it's smelling quickly. Now, I don't know about you, but I've noticed here, and I was complaining about this the other day on the air, that the price of various food products has gone up anywhere from double to triple what it was before. Now, obviously, diesel is still up really high as well, and for the truck drivers out there, that's a real hardship. And, you know, obviously, the costs get passed on to the consumers, which is us.
Yeah, I can't say that I've really noticed the food prices going up a whole lot, but then I don't shop on a real regular basis. And, you know, I'm by myself. I live by myself. And in an effort to try and live a little bit better lifestyle, even a little more healthy, you know, I've really limited what I buy anymore.
Good.
I've started basically doing the shop the perimeter of the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, my diet has not suffered. If anything, I probably need to restrict it some more and lose some weight. but, you know, we're working on things slowly here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, there's definitely been some progress.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It'll work out somewhere along the line.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate the insight here tonight. I appreciate the experiment that you've done. So if you keep it around 60 miles per hour, people actually save on gas quite a bit. So that's good to know, especially those who do highway traveling, as I really don't do too much of. But still, that's very good to know. Just plan a little, obviously plan a little bit ahead and give yourself some extra time.
Well, you know, see, that's an interesting thing about it here now. I do a lot of open road driving. Like I said, I'm fairly out in the country, but it's not really highway driving. Now, when I first bought this car a few years back, I was still, like I said, I lived in South Carolina and took a trip up to West Virginia. I've got some family up there. And just the way that it worked out, before I left, I stopped at a gas station, you know, it was right by the interstate. I mean, the entrance to the interstate was not even a quarter of a block away. And it just so worked out that, you know, on the trip up there, it was all interstate. You know, I did a little bit of non-interstate driving while I was there, but, you know, really very little. And then on the way back, needed gas on the way back, and I stopped at the exact same gas station and filled up on the way back in. And I did the calculations and figured, I think rather conservatively and strictly interstate driving, I was getting 50 miles to the gallon, and this just blew my mind.
Wow.
I've not been able to duplicate it since.
Of course.
Of course not. You know, these vehicles, I don't have a bit of complaint about this car.
And what kind is it again?
It's a Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, I'd like to say that I understand that it's one of the best cars out there. You know, they've done the research and whatever. And I'd like to say that, you know, when I needed a new car, that I really did the research and dug into it and decided that that was the best car, but that's just not what happened. I needed the car and, you know, God put it there for me. Things
Amen.
Just worked out. And,
Amen.
And you know, it's no way I could have planned this.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing. You know, that it worked out so well for you. Because, you know, that's the whole premise behind this global warming, is they will eventually start finding people that have gas-guzzling SUVs, terrace-loving SUVs, and whatnot. And, of course, fine us excessive amounts for the cars we drive. But very few of us, I think, have the car we want. We simply have the car that we have because it's, you know, it's what we can afford. You know, I have a small SUV. It's a Jeep. I love it, though. And it does fine on gas. It's certainly not great, but it's not a Hummer or anything like that. But, you know, hey, who wouldn't love to have, if they gave away free electric cars, I think we'd all line up and take one. But they're not going to do that. So, you know, we have to be really cognizant of ways that we can streamline our expenditures. And obviously, you've just given us a very valuable tip, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was just, everybody, at least give it a try and see how it works. You leave a little bit earlier.
Yeah, right on.
And besides that, it's fun to watch the other drivers get aggravated.
Yeah, well, hey, I love irritating people, so that's a good thing. Thanks so much for the call, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, you have a good night, sir.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Fantastic stuff. Let's keep going with the calls, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Tammy in Tennessee. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank. Can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you?
Okay. I'm good, thank you. You didn't happen to catch the Republican debate tonight, did you?
No, I did not. I was watching a 3.5-hour DVD about math.
Okay. Well, probably the Republican debate was a little bit better education, at least for tonight. It actually gives some people who were concerned about what's going on in this country a little bit of hope, because the most interesting thing, of course, was that it was on Fox. So the supposedly ultimate conservative TV news channel. And Hannity and Combs did a big thing before it. And they broke in, you know, when they actually had commercials during this one. But Ron Paul, he blew them away. I mean, he absolutely blew them away. And he only got about three or four questions. Mm-hmm. Of course, everything went to Mitt Romney, McCain, and Giuliani.
Of course.
But when Ron Paul brought up, answered a question, and I can't even remember what the question was, but it was concerning foreign policy, basically. And he said, we always are going to have blowback from our foreign policy. And he said a lot of what we experience are, he said it's not that the Arabic countries hate our freedom or hate our liberty or hate our religion. Mm-hmm. He said they hate the fact that we think we should police the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went into the Reagan foreign policy and this, that, and the other. And he said, but a lot of 9/11 was blowback from our foreign policy over the last several years. He brought up the fact that not only have we sanctioned Iraq for years and years and years, but in fact that we had been...
Can I ask you to hang on? I'm sorry. I'm
sure
you hear the music there. Folks, please bear with us. Just a quick 3-minute interlude and then back with more calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Happiness is a
folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited you're here. And, of course, talent of hour number three already. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Tammy in Tennessee, welcome back. You were just filling us in on the Republican candidate debate. Fantastic stuff. Go ahead. Please.
Oh, thank you, Frank. And so I'll try to speed it up a little bit more.
You're fine.
But so Congressman Paul was bringing up the fact that, you know, we had been bombing Iraq since the first Bush-Iraq war in 91, and that, of course, the sanctions had killed, you know, thousands of children. And it's our trying to police the world and meddling in the Middle East politics, which we as a country know very little about and don't even have the ability, I guess, to research and understand. But basically that our foreign policy was what was bringing this anger and this hatred. And, of course, at the time of 9/11, that was 10 years. Of course, now, Rudy Giuliani, the only thing he's ran on is 9/11, the nation's mayor, 9/11. I mean, and he's, to me, that is just Bush. That's just President Bush, you know, 9/11. And so when Congressman Ron Paul said this, of course, the camera switched immediately to Rudy Giuliani, and he had this righteous indignation look on his face, and he said, out of all of the absurd things that I have been told about 9/11, this has got to be the most, and I will give Dr. Paul the opportunity, or Congressman Paul, the opportunity to basically rescind that statement.
Really?
Oh, yes. And I'm like, oh, you are kidding me. And basically, Rudy Giuliani was making it out that Congressman Ron Paul said, we made these people come over here and kill 3,000 people. Mm. And of course, you know, Congressman Paul never once said that. And if you were paying attention and you had half a brain, then you would have been able to follow.
It's the spin masters, though. You know, I mean, the outrage at something like we were making fun of Jerry Falwell for his Teletubbies thing. I mean, it's always somebody is just outraged by something. Now, so what would happen after that then?
So the most interesting, well, of course, they gave Congressman Paul another 30 seconds, and of course he wouldn't take it back. He wouldn't rebut it because he knew what he was talking about, and he just carried on. But, you know, because Mr. Giuliani is the front runner, you know, like Congressman Ron Paul should have bowed to him, you know, and said, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's play nice and take it back. And of course, Congressman Paul didn't. And so, well, then all of a sudden, everybody wanted to have 30 seconds, you know, to talk to the Congressman Paul, because obviously he's been led astray. So anyway, then the probably the most interesting thing about the whole thing was they have, at the end of the debate, they have this little reporter that's back in the back in the no-spin room, you know, and so they're switching back and forth. Now, at the very beginning, before the debates even started at 9 p.m., Eastern time, they said, who's the winner? And they gave you a way to text in who you wanted to vote for the winner. Now, how can you have a winner when it hasn't even started? But anyway, that's probably so they can disclaim, oh, well, that wasn't really a poll, because you could pick a winner before it started. But anyway, this reporter that was back in this little room, you know, with the little barriers put up and stuff, turns around and he says, well, you know, we really need to start limiting this field. We've really seen how these candidates are different on their views. And, of course, Ron Paul, well, he just, you know, he just basically did himself in tonight, was basically what he was saying.
Really? Can I interrupt you again? I apologize. We
sure.
have a short required station identification that we have to take here, folks. We're back in 90 seconds, though, so please stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio.